It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, one of the world's most popular board games is celebrating a major milestone today. We'll find out how it's managed to survive and thrive for eight decades.
First, President Obama is calling on the federal government to reduce its carbon emissions by 40% over the next decade in an executive order signed today. This is building on a previous order that planned to cut emissions by 28% by 2020.
The federal government is the single largest energy user in the United States, with 360,000 buildings, 650,000 vehicles, but even so, it only produces about 0.6% of all U.S. emissions. So does a slice that small make a difference? Here with us now is Kate Shepard, senior reporter and environment and energy editor at the Huffington Post. Kate, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what did the White House say? What was the reason they gave for giving this order?
Two things, I think, are their main points. One is that they already laid out this 28% goal a few years ago. They've gone pretty far in meeting that goal, so they want to get more ambitious going forward. That's one reason. The other reason, I think, overall that they're setting these goals is that they want the federal government to be a leader. If we're going to be saying that the private sector needs to be reducing emissions, well, the federal government should be starting by taking that on themselves.
Now, is this binding in any way? What happens if the federal government doesn't reach its self-imposed goal here? Do they find themselves?
They probably get a nasty grin from the White House if they don't meet their goals. It's more of an ambition. I don't think there's a penalty if you don't meet it, but I think it does set a goal for these agencies. And since the government is huge and there's lots of different agencies and they all have different budgets and different agendas and different areas in which they work, it tries to sort of bring them all together around a common goal.
Based on what we've seen already in emission cuts, is this goal doable?
Well, they've already hit 17% reduction from 2008 levels since they put these goals in place in 2010. So that's a pretty big chunk. This is more ambitious. 40% is obviously much higher, but it's another 10 years to get there. I think they think they can make it. The question is, how much if they've already made efficiency gains and started rolling out solar, how much more can you do going forward? They seem to think that it's possible to do more.
Now, cutting 40% of 6%, of 0.6%, I'm sorry, that's what, 0.24% of the United States' emissions? It's not a lot. It's not a big deal. Is this just sort of a happy gram to environmentalists in the United States?
It's not a lot if you're thinking about overall all of the U.S. emissions, but the U.S. government is a huge consumer of energy. It's the single largest consumer of energy, and the biggest part of that is Department of Defense. And that's not just here in the U.S., but they have installations all around the world. So it has a sort of broader impact, and the federal government buys things from suppliers. It has an influence on the communities around all of these installations. So it does have a wider impact than just that 0.6%. Because they're pushing others to make changes as well.
Right, and I've seen arguments that, okay, maybe this is a small percentage, but if the federal government starts buying a lot more solar panels, that's going to boost the manufacturing economy, maybe ultimately bring the unit cost down for private users of these products.
Right, exactly. The U.S. government purchases things in a private market. We work with contractors from all different kinds of industries. So you are basically pushing them to make better products and to make investments in improving their emissions as well.
Now, a lot of the administration's goals have been nationwide private industry, power plants, that sort of thing. Where is that part of the agenda right now for the Obama administration?
Working on the clean power plan, which would be these targets to reduce emissions from new power plants and also from existing power plants across the country. They have issued the draft rules for both of those. They're supposed to be finishing those rules sometime this year. The question is, they're supposed to have them done this summer originally, and the timeline's been pushed back a little bit. So we should be seeing final versions of those rules sometime soon, but then you'll have to also see the implementation period. So under the way the clean power plan is crafted, each state would come up with their own plan to meet the emissions targets that have been set out for them. So that would take a little bit while longer to see what the state plans look like and then have them approved at the federal level and then see them start going forward.
Politically, this fits into a pattern where the White House knows or the president knows this particular thing won't pass Congress. But what can we do? How far can we get with the powers of executive action? What do we have control over? Do you see it fitting into a pattern here?
Absolutely. And the senior advisor at the White House, Brian Deese, today said in the call with reporters that they want this to demonstrate that they're going to stay on offense. I think that was a message to Congress that, look, like, you can oppose our agenda any way you want in Congress, but we're going to do what we can within all the other powers that we have.
Now, have we seen any kind of response from either Congress or from, say, the oil or coal industry on these changes?
I haven't seen anything, too vocal so far. I'm sure there will be a response, but these changes are already underway. They've already made pretty significant cuts to the federal agencies. There's not a whole lot they can do to stop it.
Now, the big energy story a lot of people are waiting on is the Keystone XL pipeline. Congress had passed a bill. The president vetoed it, but the pipeline's still under review, I think, by the State Department. Does this detract or distract attention from that, or do you think that's the ball that a lot of people have their eyes on?
Oh, I mean, everybody's waiting for the Keystone announcement. In a lot of ways, this probably today's announcement might have more effect on overall emissions on a day-to-day basis. But we're all waiting for it. We don't know when states are going to issue their decision. The administration's been hesitant to put out a timeline for when they're going to say yes or no to this permit. So we're all sort of in a holding pattern. And especially in Washington, I think the Keystone XL has become more about talking about Keystone XL than it is about actually building it. So that's probably going to be the one that gets the most talked about here in town.
So with this announcement, this executive order to reduce emissions, what's the timeline? When do you think we'll start seeing changes? What kind of changes will happen first?
Well, I think all of these changes are already underway. They started these in 2010, really, so I don't think that there'll be a huge noticeable change. But they said that they're going to make a lot of these investments in energy efficiency and all of these buildings that the federal government owns, so you might see energy efficiency upgrades at federal buildings. They're also talking about improving the efficiency of the federal fleet. The federal government owns thousands of vehicles. Switching those to hybrids, switching them to other kinds of low fuel use vehicles, you'll see that changing. So maybe you'll see some kind of hybrid National Park Service vehicle rather than a conventional one sometime soon. Those are the kinds of things that those are changes that you'll probably notice if you're paying attention.
Now, going to the bigger picture, the Obama administration has said the United States is going to work to reduce its overall greenhouse gas emissions about 25%, a little more than 25% below 2005 levels in the next 15 years or so. Now, that's not just the government. That's the whole shebang here. Is that at all likely?
The U.S. has put that goal out there. Countries around the world are putting forward their own emissions targets in hopes of working towards some kind of international agreement by the end of this year. The countries are putting out their goalposts here in the early part of this year. The question is, what is going to be the legal format for that decision? So will the U.S. be held to those emissions targets, or will we just be sort of allowed to put them out there and meet them as they come? And will other countries as well? Like, what would the system be for making sure countries meet those goals that they put out? And that's still not clear, and hopefully it's something that is resolved by the end of this year.
Before we wrap up, this is an executive action we're talking about now from the White House. Therefore, the next executive, whoever that might be, could keep it, increase it, or get rid of the whole thing. Is there a sense that this all might change if there's a Republican president next time around?
I mean, absolutely. Executive orders are, quite easily changed when the next executive comes in. I think that the administration's argument, they also say that this is cost-saving and that you're saving American consumers around $18 billion because they're not spending all that money on energy. So even if the next administration is not as gung-ho on addressing climate change, maybe they'll see it as a good way to save money and as a good, dollars and cents kind of decision. So that would be a good reason to keep this kind of goals in place. I mean, it's, we'll see who's in office next time around and how they feel about that goal.
Kate, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kate Shepard, senior reporter and environment and energy reporter at the Huffington Post, talking about President Obama's executive action to cut federal government carbon emissions by 40% over the next decade.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the board game Monopoly Secret to Success as it celebrates 80 years on the market.